It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Amanda's away.
Yeah.
Bad idea, Amanda. Left Chewy 5 days alone, and Chewy has access to the bank account, right?
I do have access.
Yeah.
So. Well, this is my bank account, though.
Oh, this may change the story a little bit, but go ahead.
So, scrolling through Facebook Marketplace the other day.
Yeah.
So I'm just scrolling through, trying to find something nice to get. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm looking for a screen door.
Yeah.
Not just any kind of screen door.
Yeah.
I'm looking for, I really want an Anderson 2000 series. That's like the primo.
A used one or a new one?
If I can get a used one for a good price, that's good. All right. So I either want one that comes down halfway as a screen that you don't have to put in the screen, or a full screen one, you know, whatever. I'm just trying to get a screen door.
Right.
But a storm door.
Yeah. But you get distracted easily.
I do.
Yeah.
So I'm scrolling through all these things, and lo and behold, what do I see? A gorgeous boat.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you still have room. Now, I'm picturing your home, the ranch. Well, you have the pickup truck that doesn't run on one side.
It runs.
But on the other side, is there junk over there, or you have room on the other side?
There's a patio table over there.
But a two-car garage and a wraparound driveway.
Yeah.
I think there's room for a boat. Tell us about the boat.
Okay, so it's a 2005 Viking Princess 50 Flybridge. I don't know what any of that means.
Nice.
But I was looking. It says beautifully maintained and ready for her new owner. New cockpit decking being installed currently. It's got a twin Volvo Penta D12675. I don't know what that is. It's like you're speaking another language.
I
know, but it's got all this stuff. Tons of updates. It's got a Garmin navigational system, a washer and dryer, air conditioning.
Yeah.
Teak cockpit table, all this stuff, flat screen TV, cherry wood table, all these. I mean, the bed, queen size bed. It is a nice bed. It looks like, honestly, it looks like Tony Soprano's boat, the Stugatz.
Oh, okay.
That's what it looks like.
And you said it's what, 2005?
Yeah.
So it must be almost giving it away. Go ahead, finish.
$325,000.
All right.
So I jumped on in.
In the conversation.
And I said, is this yours or are you just a seller?
Yeah. Like, so you're talking as if you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I said, or he responded, Josh is his name, says, I'm a seller.
Yeah.
I said, okay. I just wanted to know how long you had it and stuff. I said, but thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm playing a little hardball. Like, I don't want it if he's just a seller. He's like, well, what kind of questions do you have?
Yeah.
So we went back and forth a little bit talking about different specs on the boat. I didn't understand anything he was telling me.
Yeah. No.
I said, can I fish off of it?
I think it's like a yacht. But yeah, I imagine you could fish off of it if you wanted to.
He did say yeah.
Yeah.
He said, but it's more for like luxury.
Yeah.
And I said, I figured at that price point. And he goes, yeah. He goes, it is a good price point. I said, you think?
Yeah.
And then...
did you get to the you're willing to budge?
Well, and that's what I did. I said, well, how much? He goes, we had some wiggle room.
Yeah.
I said, all right, man. I said, let's play ball. What do you got for me? What can you do? He goes, I can come down to 315.
What was the original number?
$325,000.
That's $10,000 you just said.
I know. And I said, well, I said, I don't think I can go 315.
Yeah.
And he said, what can you do? And I said, I'm probably sitting maybe around 300.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, maybe I could talk him into that. I go, no, I think you misunderstood. I'm talking about $300.
That was the end of the conversation.
And he hasn't responded since.
I mean, the way you should do it, and you should go back, and you should definitely buy this. Tell Amanda, said, listen, I just saved us $10,000. She's going to go, oh, my God, what did you do? And you go, you'll see when you get home.
Well, the good news is somebody did get back to me. I was at one of the storm doors.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
All right,
so we'll see what happens.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.